After consulting with his National Security Council in the White House Situation Room and a virtual meeting with G7 leaders, U.S. President Joe Biden made good on his promise to inflict massive costs on Russian President Vladimir Putin for invading Ukraine.
Putin is the aggressor. Putin chose this war. And now he and his country will bear the consequences.
The new sanctions target major Russian banks and Russian elites, and in coordination with allies representing more than half the global economy, are designed to cut off Russia from the world's financial system. Russian assets in the U.S. are also now frozen.
We will limit Russia's ability to do business in dollars, euros, pounds, and yen.
Export controls to curtail Russian high-tech imports are also being imposed to cripple Russia's military and high-tech capabilities. The moves are backed by top congressional Democrats like Senate Leader Chuck Schumer, who condemned Russia's invasion and pledged support for Ukraine.
Ukrainians are tough and resilient. I know they will not give up their country. They will fight fiercely for it.
But Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell is blaming Biden for the crisis.
I think the precipitous withdrawal from Afghanistan in August was a signal to Putin and maybe to Chinese President Xi as well that America was in retreat.
Across America, demonstrators protested Putin's invasion. After a generation of fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan, most Americans are war-weary. In a recent poll, just 26% of Americans support the U.S. playing a major role in the Russian-Ukraine conflict. Biden has promised U.S. troops won't be sent to Ukraine. But if the conflict spreads to a NATO country, U.S. soldiers already staged in Europe would be obliged to fight. On Thursday, Biden reaffirmed that commitment to collective NATO defense.
The United States will defend every inch of NATO territory with the full force of American power.
President Biden has announced a NATO summit will be convened on Friday. The purpose, to affirm support for Ukraine and map out the next steps necessary to strengthen the NATO alliance. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, The White House.